from the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
I actually really like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful. Like, she burns facts, and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye. Like, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's lies. It's probably lies. And I'm never really sure what to call Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, is it Sarah Sanders? Is it Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Is it Cousin Huckabee? Is it Auntie Huckabee Sanders? Like, what's Uncle Tom but for white women who disappoint other white women? Oh, I know, Aunt Coulter.
Oh, remember those awful, awful quote-unquote jokes from that quote-unquote comedian, Michelle Wolf, at the White House press dinner? Well, today on Washington Watch, we are going to celebrate women. We have an all-female lineup in advance of Mother's Day. Hey, I am Russ Jones, producer of Washington Watch and sitting in guest hosting for Tony Perkins. Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council. I'm really excited about the show today. We've got Kayleigh McEnany, spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. She's going to be here to talk with us about how things are going with reaching women, how the Republican Party is doing in reaching women. You know, I watch these rallies with President Trump. There's a lot of women in the crowd there. Have you noticed that? Yeah. A lot of women, a lot of smart women in your life. I know that scripture talks about a wise woman, and we're gonna celebrate the women in our lives today on Washington Watch. And Kay's also going to share some very powerful things about her life as well. She's going to be here in just a moment. And then Patrina Mosley, she is leading a new position at the Family Research Council, the Life, Culture, and Women's Advocacy. Real excited to hear about this new work. She hails from Mobile, Alabama. She's now living in the big city. We're going to get an update from Patrina. And, well, yesterday, after more than a year in the making, the group launched its Mother's Day video campaign. Thousands of women have changed their mind on abortion after visiting a stork bus. Why so many? Well, Victoria Robinson, founder of Save the Storks, she's going to be here talking about giving the gift of motherhood. And all of this great content is on TonyPerkins.com. Of course, you can follow Tony on Twitter at T Perkins. You can follow me at R Jones Reports. Well, as I mentioned, we have got Kayleigh McEnany. She's a spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. She's on the line with us now. We're going to get an update on women in the Republican Party. And do Democrats really claim a hold on women, as they say? Kayleigh, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Hi, Russ. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming on with us here today. And you are one of the women that we want to celebrate as the spokesperson for the Republican Party. And you're doing such a great job and so very articulate. Maybe you can just give us a little state of the union in regards to women in the party. And, you know, there's a lot of very strong conservative voices who love the Lord, who love America, aren't there?
No doubt about it. You know, women have never been stronger in the Republican Party. You played that clip that was unfortunately about Sarah Sanders, a very rude comedian right there. But Sarah Sanders, one of the strongest and most admired women in a recent poll in this country, empowered to be press secretary of the United States, Ivanka Trump, Kellyanne Conway, Mercedes Schlapp, my boss, Ronna McDaniel, appointed by President Trump. You know, women are really leading on all fronts in our party, so it's an exciting time. And then for our voters, it's equally as exciting. I went to a women event at the White House, and one of the things I loved and is very distinct from other events that are more leftist-oriented is that the focus was women care about all issues, too. We care about the economy. We care about abortion, of course. We care about foreign policy. I think that the Democratic Party tends to relegate women to only caring about gender issues, whereas women care about the economy, too, and how to help their families and find a way to put their kids through college. So it's an exciting day to be a female in this country because they've never been in a stronger position than under this presidency.
And you know, I'm a little biased, I guess. I have a lot of strong women in my family and conservative women who are Christians, and they're very articulate, and they get so offended when they see how women are treated and how the Democratic Party often lays claim on women and says they speak for women, and how can you really stand for women's rights when you don't when you're not pro-abortion and those sorts of things. And it really is the myth of our time, I believe.
It is the myth of our time, and they forget an entire group of women, and that is to say aborted children, many of which are females who never get a chance at life. So that's a group of women that the Democratic Party doesn't seem to care much about, definitely not if you look at the way they vote when it comes to pro-life issues. But, you know, when you look at women around the country, we are succeeding, we are strong. And, you know, Democrats, they kind of like to have it both ways, saying that they're the party of women. And yet, just this week, when you have the first woman nominated to be CIA director, Gina Haspel, she's treated in a very poor manner despite her qualifications because she has an R behind her name. She's not celebrated as a strong female woman and someone who might lead this country, or CIA at least.
Now, what are you going to do this weekend for Mother's Day in your family? You know, I'm sure that looks a little different for you, and you agreed to talk about this with us beforehand. So you have a story about undergoing an elective double mastectomy to reduce your chances of contracting breast cancer. I know we have a lot of listeners here today that story is pretty powerful. Do you mind sharing about that?
Yeah, of course. It's so important because a lot of women don't realize that there's a blood test that can be taken and you can determine if you have two genes that predispose you to breast cancer, the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genetic mutations. And my mom took this blood test back in 2009 because we had 8 women in our family who had breast cancer. So she took this blood test and found out that she does indeed carry this gene, putting her at an 84% risk of breast cancer. So given those extraordinary odds, she removed all of her breast tissue 10 years ago, long before Angelina Jolie made the same decision, and it was more of a popularized measure. So she had it hard, but I felt like I had it pretty easy 10 years down the road to be able to do the same surgery at a time when there's a little more understanding of it. It was so important, but you know, today I can tell you I'll never die of breast cancer, and that's a really empowering thing to be able to say.
And how are you doing?
I'm feeling great. I was really amazed at just how easy it was. You know, I've had about thousands of women reach out to me who have had similar procedures or have had breast cancer. And one woman in particular said to me, the worst part is the lead up. You know, once you've done it, it's smooth sailing from there. And she's right. I'm feeling good, feeling strong, up and about, going to a hockey game tonight. So, you know, it certainly hasn't controlled my life. I just took charge and, you know, now I'm feeling healthy and free.
Wow, that is something else. So do you have any big plans this weekend?
Well, I'm looking forward to this Lightning game. Our home team is in the playoffs, so that's quite exciting. And then going to visit my husband, because he's a baseball player. I haven't had a chance to see him in about a month, so it'll be nice to reunite with him.
Well, and what would you say to other women out there that are just trying to navigate their life? They do have a voice. Maybe they're thinking about running for office. What's the Republican Party doing as far as recruiting folks to run for office? And there's a woman out there right now that's thinking, you know what, I've got it going on. I'm pretty articulate when it comes to politics. I've got some ideas that I would like to see implemented. How do you get started, and what are you seeing out there as you're out and about across the country?
Well, there's no doubt that we want to see more women in Congress, more women in the Senate and in elected office. We're proud of the women we do have. We're proud of women in the federal government level, like Nikki Haley, and women like Joni Ernst and others who are in Congress. But, you know, we need all the women we can get, strong, sound voices. And, you know, one of the things you can do is look at our RLI leadership program at the RNC, which really trains people to support the party and get to know politics a little bit. And once you learn about politics and elected office, it makes it a little bit easier to take the initiative to run yourself.
And just on a little different note in regards to the millennials, I guess that's the word that's being used these days. Not real big on the labels, as I'm sure you're not either. But this group, that they're very activist-minded, aren't they? They sometimes it feels like maybe a bit misguided, but what do you see happening in regards, you know, we have the midterms coming up, folks want to reduce the, on the left side, want to reduce the voting age to 16, and there's some that says, you know, there's still a lot of formative things going on with a teen's life, and millennials these days have so many different challenges that they face and voices that they hear from their universities. You know, Kaylee, I remember when I was a student at the University of Missouri, we just didn't get into these kind of major knockdown, drag-out issues and these safe spaces and these places where you could only talk about certain things and where conservatives were not welcome on campus. How do you see the party dealing with some of those challenges?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge. You know, it wasn't too long ago, 2 years ago, in fact, I was on Harvard Law School's campus, and just between the time when I graduated from Georgetown as an undergrad to Harvard, it was about a six-year span there, I witnessed a complete radical shift in campus. And it was not the professors who already duly left, but it was more the student body. Just this radicalism took hold. But what I'm encouraged by is that I'm seeing in polling and the last polls I've seen with millennials, there's about a double-digit shift of support for President Trump. I think millennials are waking up, getting out in the workforce, and when they leave that college campus where there's pressure to, you know, be a far-left radical, when they leave that college campus, they realize they finally have access to the job market, they finally have opportunity, and it's because of economic policies of this president. So while there definitely is a radical streak among my generation of young people, there's also a common sense streak. And I hope, you know, being out in the workforce, paying off student loan debt, leads many of my peers to realize that our party is the answer and freedom and allowing a free exchange of thought on campus.
And you know, we're also celebrating these prisoners that have come home from North Korea. What a great celebration. I was honored to get to know Mike Pompeo when I was in Kansas, and a great guy to be in that position. And there's some that don't want to give President Trump even credit for that.
Yeah, they don't. And, you know, it was so sad to see Chuck Schumer out on the Senate floor making a negative story out of what is otherwise positive. You know, he had qualms with how the president talked about our prisoners coming home, which is such a silly thing to say. You know, this is a moment where we all need to step back, left, right, center, and say, go America. There are those moments in history where we can all applaud freedom and prisoners who are tortured and detained being released. And this is one of those moments. And, you know, I don't think Chuck Schumer is representative of most people in this country. I think most folks, left, right, and center, are just so excited to see these three American men free and are having the warm by our family and their thoughts and prayers, because, of course, their son Otto didn't make it home.
Right, right. Well, Kaylee, thank you so very much for taking time to be with us here on this Friday. Appreciate what you're doing. Thank you for being a strong voice for women and for the party, and you're doing a great job. Thanks so much for being with us here today.
Thank you so much, Brian.
All right, thank you. That's Kaylee McEnany, strong woman. Wow, what a story. She's spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk with Patrina Mosley. She's heading up a new position at the Family Research Council here, Life, Culture, and Women's Advocacy. Really excited to hear about this new work and what's going on there. You're not going to want to go away. You're listening to Washington Watch. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. And towards the end of the show, we're going to take your calls. I want to hear your stories about your mama and what you're going to do for Mother's Day. Maybe there's a little pain there, too. But dig deep. We're going to share these stories as we celebrate great women here in advance of Mother's Day. Hello, this is Tony Perkins from Washington Watch. You know, in all my years here at the Family Research Council, one of the things that encourages me the most about you, our listeners, is your willingness to help advance the things that matter most: faith, family, and freedom. Your support is enabling FRC to play a major role in the current administration's actions to protect religious freedom, as well as rolling back threats to pastors' free speech rights, just to name a few. But your help is needed for the work ahead as we seek to protect religious freedom in the military and finally defund Planned Parenthood. Please stand with FRC right at this moment.
You can make your gift by going to TonyPerkins.com or make a gift by calling 1-800-225-4008. Again, our number, 800-225-4008, or go to TonyPerkins.com. God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Hi there. Let's play a word association game. Are you ready? When I say Washington, D.C., what's the first thing you think of? If you're like many Americans, a word like corruption might top the list, but Christian might be the last thing you'd associate with Washington, D.C. Well, the truth is that Christians have voice in our nation's capital. For over 35 years, Family Research Council has been working daily to advance faith, family, and freedom in public policy and culture from a Christian worldview. When the Christian worldview is being pushed out of the public, FRC is there to stand firm on a biblical vision for America. Will you stand with us? To learn more about Family Research Council and to find out how you can stand with us in defense of faith, family, and freedom, please visit FRC.org and follow us on social media to stay up to date on the latest news and ways you can take action. Again, that's FRC.org. Most people remember Frederick Douglass as a fiery speaker who denounced slavery and advocated for the civil rights of African Americans and women. What is less known is Douglass's commitment to faith and family. In an exclusive FRC Speaker Series event, Reverend Dean Nelson and Colin Hanna explore the life of Douglass as a Christian minister, husband, and father, and examine how his legacy can be an example for Christian citizenship today. To view this important event, go to frc.org/Douglass.
Where is our country headed? Are we moving in the right direction? Mark your calendar for the Values Voter Summit on September 21st to 23rd in Washington, D.C. and join hundreds of Americans that want a culture in which human life is valued, families flourish, and religious liberty thrives. Past speakers include President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, House Speaker Paul Ryan, Kirk Cameron, Kellyanne Conway, Secretary Ben Carson, and Sean Hannity. Don't miss the early bird price of $99 at valuesvotersummit.org.
Yeah, it's Friday. Happy Friday. Russ Jones here, sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council. You happy it's Friday? You got big plans this weekend? Taking time with family and friends? Well, there's a new role here at the Family Research Council. It's a new effort under the title of Life, Culture, and Women's Advocacy. Right now, I would like you to welcome to the program Petrina Mosley. Let's give her a hand. She's from Mobile, Alabama. She's now living in the big, big city. Petrina, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Russ. Good to be here.
Well, thanks for agreeing to come on. I'm excited for you to be here, and I'm sure our listeners are excited to hear about this new effort. Today we're celebrating women and the role of women in our culture and your voice. So tell us what you're doing with this new position as Director of Life, Culture, and Women's Advocacy.
Thanks, Russ. Yeah, well, this is a Christian effort to bring in some of the issues that we work with of life, pornography, sex trafficking, and other family issues, and combine that with a Christian worldview to reach out to women in particular who are either in the church or not in the church to realize how important these issues are and to connect those policy details to a biblical worldview. We've been really excited about this. The reason why culture is added in there is that there has to be a connection between changing people's hearts so that they change the culture, which in turn changes policy. And as a woman, we want to do that, particularly with that woman audience. So we're excited, I'm excited, and I can't wait to see what God will do here at FRC with this.
Yeah, amen. And at the top of the show, Petrina, you know, we played that awful clip from Michelle Wolf, the quote-unquote comedian, and the raunchy humor and just attacking Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And so you are about the work of lifting up women, and you're doing this through a variety of different, you know, taking on a variety of different issues like pornography, sex trafficking, and abortion. Is that right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, right now we got a couple, a couple of publications coming out soon for the abortion issue and the pornography issue. For the life issue, we're working on an issue analysis on dismemberment abortion, which is the most popular abortion procedure in the second trimester of pregnancy, but it is also really dangerous for women. So we'll be highlighting the harms that it does to a woman's physical body, but also we'll be working on another pamphlet companion to that, talking about the emotional trauma of post-abortive women. There's many women who are suffering in silence about their abortion experience, and there's been a great amount of research being done that hasn't been highlighted that we want to highlight to show women you're not alone in feeling the way you may be feeling. Majority of the symptoms are shame, regret, grief, and a lot of that emotional trauma has led them to risky behaviors, and the number one was marijuana use and suicidal thoughts. So that's just a little bit of what we're going to be doing with the life issue. But what I thought was interesting in doing this research was that we found that 1 in 6 women in the church have had a post-abortive experience. And so how are we going to speak to them to, number one, let them know that they're not alone, to show the research, to say, look, here's the research that proves other women are feeling the same way. And number two, to encourage them to be champions and advocates for life. The number one thing that Satan wants to do is to keep women in silence about their abortion experiences. And we know that there's nothing unforgivable through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so we want to convey that along with scholarly research and to encourage them to be warriors. Yes, you may be wounded, but it's okay. God is able to heal you and make you a warrior for life. And I think that's the best testimony you can use in continuing a pro-life agenda, is having a woman who's been there, done that, and is overcoming, and to champion other women, say, look, don't do what I did. Come follow me as I follow Christ. Come follow me as I protect life. And protect one of the most beautiful and unique things that a woman is able to do, which is give life. Another publication that we're working on is the harms of pornography. Now, a lot of times we talk about this subject and it's mostly dealing with men, but there is growing research that shows how pornography is harming women, in that women are engaging in watching pornography, and that the gateway may be through erotica material. A lot of people may have been familiar with the 50 Shades of Grey novel series that was really, really popular, I believe, between 2015 and now, that the last movie series for that just came out. But that started out as a fictional book, a novel series that were captivating women, and then the industry realized we can make some money off of this now that, unfortunately, pornography is no longer as taboo as it was. And so now we have 50 Shades of Grey, 3 different types of movies from those books that have been unrated. It's outrageous to think that basically pornography is now open to public cinema. One review critic of one of the movies was shocked in themselves, and they're not claiming to be Christian at all or conservative. They were appalled that they were even able to see some things I probably won't mention here on this radio, but this is where the culture is going, and this is how they're alluring women in to what we thought was just a man's problem. It's actually not now, and how erotica material can now be the gateway to women engaging in pornography. Covenant Eyes did a research on the harms of pornography for women and how many women are engaging in it, and they found that 21% of women who identify as Christian were willing to admit that at least once a month they engage in watching pornography. And you have secular feminists who are arguing that this is empowerment. So first they want to tell you it's empowering to kill your own child. Now they want to tell you it's empowering to watch yourself be degraded on television. So we want to definitely proclaim a different message that is better for women.
Well, Petrina, we're going to have to leave it there. Welcome. Great job. Look forward to seeing more of your efforts at the Family Research Council. Thanks for coming on the show today. And pastors, you know, you can help facilitate these conversations. You can't just ignore that these things are happening in your pews. There's nothing better than the power of a testimony. You heard it from Petrina Mosley. She's got the statistics there. Really, really good insights there. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk with Victoria Robinson, Pro-Life Group, on how to give the gift of motherhood.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council here in Washington, and we're defending and advancing the things that matter most, faith, family, and freedom. Please stand with us right now. Our work depends on people like you who truly care about the future of our nation. You can make your gift by going to TonyPerkins.com or by calling toll-free 800-225-4008. Again, our number, 800-225-4008 or at TonyPerkins.com.
Most people remember Frederick Douglass as a fiery speaker who denounced slavery and advocated for the civil rights of African Americans and women. What is less known is Douglass's commitment to faith and family. In an exclusive FRC Speaker Series event, Reverend Dean Nelson and Colin Hanna explore the life of Douglass as a Christian minister, husband, and father, and examine how his legacy can be an example for Christian citizenship today. To view this important event, go to frc.org/Douglass. Who is speaking up for Christians in Washington, D.C.? For over 35 years, Family Research Council has been your voice for advancing faith, family, and freedom in public policy and culture from a Christian worldview in our nation's capital. Stand with us as we defend the truth and preserve the vision that our founding fathers had for this country. To learn more about FRC, go to frc.org and follow us on social media to stay up to date on the latest news.
Gender reassignment surgery. Once rare and unusual, it is now becoming more and more common. This is because transgender activists are pushing for this costly, extreme, and unproven procedure to be declared medically necessary so that it can be paid for with taxpayer dollars. Yet even the federal government has stated that there is no evidence that gender reassignment surgery has improved health outcomes. To view FRC's full report on this important issue, visit frc.org/surgery.
Thanks for tuning in to Washington Watch. Russ Jones here, your humble producer of this show and guest host when Tony isn't here. It's always good to be with you. You got to have a certain personality to do this, and there's this energy that happens, and welcome to live radio. You never know what can happen. You've got to be ready and prepared for anything. And I love radio. Radio is my first love in the media business. I got started when I was 18 years old. My first job was at a radio station in Kansas City, KCNW, back in the day. And it's just kept going and going and going, and I am so blessed. And I'm blessed because we get to do stories like this. You know, Save the Storks, a national life organization partnering with pregnancy resource centers to empower women with choice during pregnancy, has captured the imagination of millions with its innovative fleet of luxury mobile medical vehicles known as the Stork Bus Fleet. And to date, Save the Storks has funded 42 buses with 4,000 women choosing to keep their babies. Bravo. Isn't that great news? Well, with us now is Victoria Robinson with Save the Storks, and it's Mother's Day, and we're celebrating women. And Victoria, we are celebrating what you're doing with Save the Storks. Welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you so much for having me, Russ. I am very happy to be here and talk about something that's near and dear to my heart.
Well, this Mother's Day, you all are challenging families to give the gift that lasts forever, and that's the gift of motherhood. Tell us about it.
Well, we have started a Mother's Day campaign that you can watch by going to our website at SaveTheStorks.com and also on our Facebook page, which now has over 6,500 shares, and we are just thrilled about that over the last 2 days. People are catching the vision and understanding what a Save the Storks bus is about and how it can impact women that are just not sure about what they want to do yet. Some would call it a crisis pregnancy. Some would just call it confused. And they can step on a Storks bus and feel that they are, they can feel comfortable and not judged or condemned. There's no fear, and we're able to just answer their questions, and our trained staff do a great job of making them feel very loved and accepted. And so we're just thrilled to be able to just bridge a gap between that woman who just doesn't know where to go and what to do and being there to answer any questions that she's got.
Now, Storks by the Numbers, got that off your website, you like that, says 79% of women say they weren't counseled on other options outside of abortion. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's, a lot of women will walk into an abortion clinic, and the last thing that they're going to hear about, or very rarely, let me say, is going to be what their options are. And let's face it, the abortion industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. So when you put that in perspective, most of the time you're not going to try and do something that could very well change that woman's mind. It just makes sense for an organization that has that much money coming in, that why would they want to change their mind? So these women are telling us, the studies are showing, that they didn't think there was any other option when they were told, sounds like abortion is the only way for you to get out of the situation you're in, and it's going to be okay, it's not going to affect your life in any way. They believe it because they feel like, well, why would they lie to me? So We're meeting women all over the country, and I've been in this work for 20 years now, and I myself am a post-abortive woman, and I was never, ever counseled about the options. I was just told, you're really early. It's a blob of tissue. It's not even anywhere near being a fetus. They never use the term baby. And You're going to be just fine. Just walk out of here and never think of it again, which was one of the greatest lies I was ever told.
Yeah, and I used to live in Wichita, Kansas, and know a little something about this issue you're talking about, and have a number of friends that they were in the trenches during what was called the Summer of Mercy. And, so much has happened since then in organizations like yours. And so you have these buses. Now, how are you getting those buses out there? How many communities are you in? And what's your vision? How many places? I'm sure everywhere, but where are you at right now with your buses?
Well, right now we have approximately 42, it says in the video, but we're now at 43 buses across the country, and we're on target to have 50 buses out there by the end of this year. What we do is partner with the pregnancy resource centers, and we help them to raise the funds to outfit the bus, the Mercedes Sprinter bus, and we went first class. We want girls to walk in and automatically...
Mercedes.
When they look around, the Mercedes. We have an exclusive contract with Mercedes to build these buses. And when the girls walk in, we want them to feel like, wow, this is like not some shady van I'm walking in. This is first class, state-of-the-art equipment. So we've got these buses rolling around all over the country, but we are just going to continue to roll them out until we saturate and that there's one everywhere so women know that they've got an option, and we get to the point where our brand is so large and so well known that a bus can drive by and women automatically know, hey, that's that bus that can give me a free ultrasound. I've heard about them.
Hey, Victoria, we're up against a hard break here. Can you just hold on and come back after the break for a few minutes?
Sure, I'd love to.
That would be great. We're talking with Victoria Robinson. It's an amazing, amazing story. Save the Storks campaign, something that they're doing for this Mother's Day to give the gift of motherhood, and a stork bus fleet all across the country. Don't go away. Keep this conversation going. You're listening to Washington Watch. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins.
Somewhere out there right now, a teacher is using a new technique, not to teach some new math method, but to control the emotions of children in the classroom. Sounds like a conspiracy theory, doesn't it?
It's not. Social-emotional learning, known as SEL, is a new catchphrase that now dominates public education policy. However, hidden behind the SEL claim of building kids' self-confidence is a statist agenda of social engineering that insists on total conformity of thought. It disregards the genuine individuality of students and their family relationships and requires monitoring and tracking of their emotions. Don't miss FRC's new speaker series event featuring Stella Morabito, in which she discusses how SEL is programming our children by enforcing conformity, invading privacy, and undermining the influence of family and faith in a child's life. Learn more at frc.org/SEL. Again, that's frc.org/SEL.
Most people remember Frederick Douglass as a fiery speaker who denounced slavery and advocated for the civil rights of African Americans and women. What is less known is Douglass's commitment to faith and family. The month of February marked the bicentennial of Frederick Douglass's birth, so it is a fitting time to reflect on the legacy of this great author, scholar, humanitarian, and entrepreneur who served five United States presidents. In an exclusive Family Research Council speaker series event, Reverend Dean Nelson, chairman of the board for the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and Colin Hanna, president of Let Freedom Ring, explore the life of Douglass as a Christian minister, a husband, and a father, and examine how his legacy can be an example for Christian citizenship today. To view this important event, go to frc.org/Douglass. Again, that is frc.org/Douglass.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council here in Washington, and we're defending and advancing the things that matter most, faith, family, and freedom. Please stand with us right now. Our work depends on people like you who truly care about the future of our nation. You can make your gift by going to TonyPerkins.com or by calling toll-free 800-225-4008. Again, our number, 800-225-4008 or at TonyPerkins.com.
Who is speaking up for Christians in Washington, D.C.? For over 35 years, Family Research Council has been your voice for advancing faith, family, and freedom in public policy and culture from a Christian worldview in our nation's capital. Stand with us as we defend the truth and preserve the vision that our founding fathers had for this country. To learn more about FRC, go to frc.org and follow us on social media to stay up to date on the latest news.
Round and third, heading towards home. Russ Jones here on Washington Watch, sitting in for Tony Perkins. It's powered by the Family Research Council. It's Friday, and we're talking with Victoria Robinson, founder of Save the Storks. Victoria, thanks for holding on with us. Hey, let me ask you a question now, and if I'm getting too nosy, you just tell me, never mind. How much is one of these buses? Because there might be somebody listening that could just write a check for one of those things. You never know.
Well, the buses are around $125,000, and that is turnkey, everything ready to go. And now my current life was a pregnancy resource center executive director for the past almost two decades. And when we raised the money for ultrasounds for our centers, they were anywhere from $35,000 to $55,000. With these Mercedes Sprinters, the Stork buses, we're getting them a very well-built vehicle that does very well on gas. And as I said, when you buy state-of-the-art equipment, you're going to have to spend money for it. So it's worth every penny.
Hey, bro, I just applaud you. You know, sometimes folks can just say, you know, we're a Christian organization and we don't need to do that really nice thing. But, you know, when you're facing women that are facing major, major decisions like that, I just applaud that. And I don't see that as opulent in any way. I think it's important that we have to live to this standard of quality as good, if not better, than what's going on you know, on Main Street. So I just applaud that. And so tell me, describe, you walk into this Stork bus, what do you see? What do you see?
Well, you're going to walk in and you're going to be like, wow, how does all this fit on this little Sprinter van, if you will. And it blows people's minds how we have compacted a mobile office clinic inside this van. So it's very compact, but there's a bathroom there, and everything is leather, and it's first class. And as I said earlier, we want our girls to, when they walk in, to feel they're cared for. And I think that, let's face it, Russ, everybody is about first impression. Whether it should or shouldn't be that way, that's the way it is. So mm-hmm. when a young woman walks onto a Storks bus, the first thing she's going to do is go, wow, this is really nice. And I keep going back to that. But because we get such a bad rap, we have PR, you know, unfortunately, pregnancy resource centers across the country are doing such a great job of making the best of what they've got. But they don't take government assistance. So they don't have the millions of dollars to put into making their facilities look like some of the other of our opposing side does, because they put the money into that. And they do a great job of it. So this is one way that we can just make girls feel good about when they're walking in. Think about who we're competing with. We're competing with organizations that are getting millions of dollars. So they're able to have the really nice buildings and the really nice cushy, mm-hmm. nice furniture. And most pregnancy resource centers across the country are depending on donors to donate different things to them to be able to furnish their offices. So many times they have a donor that'll walk in and say, here's a check, I want you to turn this place around. And that happens a lot as well. But that's one of the things about the sprinters that I'm excited about. And I'm glad that you said that, because if someone would say, why does it have to be so luxurious? Well, why not? We mm-hmm. want to give them our best. It's kind of the same thing. If you're going to bring me baby clothes to the pregnancy center and they're soiled, I'm not going to give those out to these young women when they walk in. I want to give mm-hmm. them the best.
And daughters of the king.
That's right, exactly. And so they feel that way from the very first moment they step foot on the bus. Like, this is different. And I think it's great.
Thank you so much. And this is, I just want to end with this. Quick round of Jeopardy. 8 out of 10, you heard that right, 8 out of 10 women who board a Stork bus choose life for their baby. Amen to that, right?
There you go. You can't put a price tag on that.
You can't. Well, Victoria Robinson, thank you so much for what you're doing, Save the Storks. We appreciate you taking your time here on this Friday to tell your story, and I'm sure there's a lot of folks that are blessed by hearing it. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Russ, so much for having me. And if you want information, just go to SaveTheStorks.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. SaveTheStorks.com. Well, let's go to the phone lines now. What are you going to do for Mother's Day? What are your stories about your mom? 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. And, you know, Mother's Day isn't easy for some. You know, I had a pretty challenged mom myself, you know, and I've shared a lot about that, some, I guess. My mom didn't let me have a relationship with my father. She divorced when I was 3. I didn't meet my biological father till I was 30 years old. And, you know, she's not living anymore. And there's so many things as Mother's Day comes along that I would just like to say to her, but she's not here and I can't. And, you know, and I thank you for the strong women that are listening to this show, that do love the Lord, and that you are advocates for faith, family, and freedom, and all that you sacrifice to take care of your family, and the women that are listening that are mother role models, even though you may not be a mom yourself. You are a role model, and you're a mother figure to people. You know, I've had a few of those in my life that have been a mother role model and a mother figure that have been very meaningful to me. So what are you going to be doing? I'd like to hear your stories. 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. What's it mean to you to be a mom? And what are your challenges? What breaks your heart? What keeps you lying awake at night in your life? What would you say to a young mom? You know, there's no real manual for this. Yes, indeed. There's Scripture, of course. We go to Scripture. Scripture is our manual for life, but when it comes to being a mom and the do's and the don'ts and, you know, the things that you just never thought you'd face in your life, the heartbreaks that may come your way in your role as a mom, and just things that you did not expect that would happen. I'd love to hear your stories. And, you know, I'm a big believer in the power of a testimony and the power of a witness. And I love hearing from you when we kind of get real here. We get transparent and we take off the veil. Isn't that really what it's all about? I really don't have time to, you know, not get real. Life's too short, especially when I get older in life here. You know, I want real relationships with real people that are willing to kind of go there with me, do the journey, do life together. Give me a call, 866-372-7234. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins, and you're listening to Washington Watch. Let's go to Joanne in Leonard, Texas. Hi, Joanne. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Really enjoy your show. When I'm ever in the car, that's always what I listen to.
Well, great. Thank you. We appreciate that. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm talking about mothers. And I have a very good testimonial. I'm an only child. My dad was a minister. And It 12 years ago, he passed away, and then 5 weeks later, my husband passed away with a lung problem, and I called my mother up after we went through the funerals and everything and said, "Mother, would you please come live with me and we'll take care of each other?" And so she agreed, and so for the past 12 years, we've been living together here in Leonard and just supporting each other and going to church. I teach the older ladies class, so she's in my class now. And we've just been blessed so much.
Well, good.
And Lord's just got us, keeping us going, you know. Just, you never know what's going to happen in your life, and who would have ever thought we would be living together like this, but...
Right.
It's been a blessing.
Well, thank you, Joanne. Appreciate you sharing that. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Rob in Lawton, Oklahoma. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Tony. Just real quick, my mom is paralyzed on one side of her body, and she lives in assisted living here in town. So for Mother's Day, but what I want to tell you was she actually came to know Christ after the movie God's Not Dead, and we were talking about, so she came to know Christ about 3 years ago at her, you know, senior age, and so that's just an honor for me to be able to lead her to Christ through that, and so that's now she's my mother and my sister in Christ, so pretty cool.
Hey.
So,
amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for what you're doing, sir.
Well, thank you, Rob. Thanks for sharing that. Let's go to Nancy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. My mother had five children. She was married, and she was a teacher. I think she kind of went kindergarten, first grade, then fifth grade, and then back to second grade or something like that. But she didn't know Jesus until she was about 78 years old. When she wanted to go speak at a GLOW meeting. And they said, "Well, you have to know Jesus as your Savior." She said, "Oh, I don't think I do." So she accepted Jesus as her Savior, and then she spoke. So, and that probably did help her through her disease of Alzheimer's later on, too. But now, myself, I've been a mother of two wonderful daughters, and they're just wonderful. Well, one has wonderful granddaughters, that's my granddaughter, and the other one is about to have a little baby girl. And that one, they're both special, but she had a severe cleft lip, cleft palate.
and has had many operations, and she's just beautiful. She's about to have a baby girl, like I said. And it's rough helping a child go through disabilities and so on like that.
Right.
And knowing Jesus is the main thing. He's the one who helps you go through all these disabilities.
Right.
We have autistic kids come to our church, and those mothers need Jesus in there, and that's what we're trying to help them do.
Well, thank you, Nancy. Thank you so much for sharing all that. We want to try to get in as many as we can. Let's go to Pam in Texas real quick. Pam, welcome to Washington Watch. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Real quick, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I love listening to Attorney Perkins every afternoon. I am a teacher. I listen to him on my way home from school every day. And
wonderful.
I was, God blessed me with 4 children and 2 grandchildren. And I'm just thankful to be able to be a mom, first and foremost, because I know a lot of people do not get that chance. And my unexpected things that happened in my life, I am married, of course, 25 years plus. One of my sons made it into the NFL. He went to school on a full ride. My other two are on full rides, one to East Tennessee State University and one to Tulsa, Oklahoma, full football scholarship. So I'm very blessed for that. And I guess the things that keep me up at night are worrying about them, worrying about the evil that they might come against in the states they're in. But they were raised Christian. They know right from wrong. And once again, I'm just very thankful, number one, for your radio station and being a mom, of course, and hearing all the things I need to hear all day. I listen in the morning on the way to school, and I listen on the way home, and I get everything I need to hear in just that short amount of time.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that story, Pam. I appreciate that. Thanks for listening to Washington Watch. And Jackie, my bride, I love you. Thank you. You're a wonderful woman, great wife, and great mother. And B. McMullen, my mother-in-law, I love you. Thank you for who you are and what you stand for. And to my mom, who I hope you're dancing in heaven in the daisies, I forgive you. I forgive you. I know you didn't know what you were doing half the time, but I forgive you. And folks, that's our day today. And for the women out there, thank you for being strong women of faith. And guys, love on the women in your life. They have a lot of wisdom. A lot of wisdom that they impart on us in our day-to-day goings and comings and the decisions we make. And from Proverbs 14:1, the wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears hers down. And as you, as the sun goes down here on this Shabbat, on this Friday, I pray that you be blessed. I pray that you just enjoy the comfort and sanctuary of your family, that you love on each other, that you hug on each other, that you forgive each other, that you give each other the room to share their stories and to share the love of Christ, and that we are all sinners saved by grace, saved by the resurrection and the power of Yeshua, Jesus our Lord. And I leave you now. If the waters don't rise and the Lord tarries, we'll see you Monday.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.